Good morning, Anchor. This is Michael Bergamo, and you're listening to Created Hustle. Today's Monday, November 6th, and I'm here to talk about documenting. Documenting is 2017's version of, I don't know, the same thing marketing's always been, but now it has a new name. Documenting is the form of creating content where you, by and large, follow your day and share with people what it is that you do in a means to help them understand. Maybe what you sell, maybe who you are, maybe what you find valuable, maybe things that they will find valuable, and they are to exhume some kind of a loyalty to that brand, whatever it is you're creating, and because of the predictable cadence, historically these are daily, if not bi-weekly, documentation of what it is that you're doing, so that when you go to the plate to have a conversation, you are already out of obscurity with that person, those people, that company, what have you. It's very hard to do. It's something that every marketer will tell you is the easiest way to generate content, and maybe that's true, juxtaposed to sitting down, banging out ad copy, pictures, video, blah, 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 all that stuff. Literally just taking notes on what it is that you're doing all day and posting that somewhere public gives people the ability to see what it is that you're all about. There are inherent dangers to this. There are inherent payoffs to this. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a customer that looks at you and says, "Ah, I didn't know you did that." That's perfect. That's exactly what you want to have happen. You're going to have a few out there that say, "Oh, I thought you did this." And that's going to, you know, that will affect you in different ways. But it still opens up a conversation, and it should still very much be a positive thing, you know, that you look at and say, "Well, I'm glad we did it." It's interesting, as a 15-year-old company who's never marketed anything, plus or minus a couple of golf tournaments, what people believe about us is striking, in that it's, you know, it's largely commoditized, I get that, but more often than not, I get people that look at me and say, "Huh, tell me more about blah, 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 whatever, cloud, server, PC, where that's going." They want your opinion based on what you do all day, because that's kind of the value in what you do, right? Like, so I think it's kind of neat. You know, it's not easy. I want to myth bust that right now. Documenting what you do and making it somehow interesting because of the frequency is very hard to do. It's essentially like having an episode of Friends come out literally every day for 9 years. It's very hard. Excuse me, forever. It's tough because you want to have engagement and you want to have people feel value. You want to have as much interaction with this as you possibly can, so you've got to look interesting, and a lot of times it's not interesting. A lot of times it's just the work. A lot of times it's, you know, it's not all positive. A lot of times it's, you know, it's just the grind, and you know what? That's okay. That more than anything, I think I'm excited about, because it shows people that we're not just button pushers. We have the same struggles that you do, and if your business is, you know, if you think you're a plumber or you're a housing contractor or whatever, and you think that your problems are boring, I got news for you, man. That is false. Everybody has something interesting happen at least once a day. Sharing that with your audience humanizes your brand. It opens up the opportunity for a conversation. It becomes something that you pull instead of push. Everything is push now. Everybody wants to take up your time. If you give somebody an opportunity to ask a question, be generally interested and interesting, I think that has value. And I implore everybody, try it. Try it for 10 days. Don't give it the 3-day thing and forgot to do it on Wednesday. No. You got to do it. And it's something you got to commit to, because I think the only way this works is consistency. Consistency with the narrative. Consistency with the cadence. Something really simple. It's not, they can't, I think Les Claypool said it best, they can't all be zingers. Some days you'll have better than others. I think people choose to document a part of their day, a staff meeting, a piece of marketing content, a message they want to give out. I think that has way more value. I think it's harder to do, but I think that's the great reason to do it. Content creation has to happen. The best way for it to happen, I think, is for it to be genuine. And the most genuine thing you can do is document what you do. So that's really what this is about, this podcast, the blog. If you're on Code Blue Technologies Facebook page and don't realize the energy that goes into doing this, ask a question and find out. I promise you, there are a lot of passionate people in this company. Thank you. I hope you all have a great week.